septembre.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't record video.
Oh.
I mean, it is on YouTube, but we can just do audio this week. It's fine. It's fine.
You can give me the Zoom video.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do all that work, I can. Let's see. Okay, the recordings are off.
Not the Zoom recording.
The Zoom recording is not off. You're right. The Zoom recording is not off. Stop recording.
Recording stopped.
People should be paid to listen to him, not the other way around. I don't, you know what? I find it fascinating just the machinations of it. Like I have to either believe that he's dumb or understand the con that he's playing, right? And so I'm going to call out the con that he's playing because I don't think that he's dumb. But yeah, it's like, it's always, right? We've had examples before on the show. Like he'll read a text that I send him, but then only the first sentence, not the second sentence that clearly puts everything into context, right? It's like, so he reads the first sentence, which was a joke, and then the rest of the text was to like clarify that it was a joke. And it's just like, and then he presents it to other people as if that was the whole text, right? So it's like, there's little things that he does there to stir the pot and to get the, I think the most concerning thing to me, Adam, and it doesn't, you know, I'm not going to change your mind on this. So, but it is concerning that he has consistently said now in two different places that he only talks shit about me on your podcast because it makes you uncomfortable and he finds that amusing. And it's like, I mean, he said that on your show. He like said that to you on your show.
Well, I mean, I know that's part of it. I mean, I know that.
I know, but it's like you're...
Because he likes... He thinks that's entertaining.
Well, but if it is making you uncomfortable, whatever, you don't have to do that. Like, that's not a thing that...
But as long as it's not truly hurting your feelings or whatever, and you guys are both okay that it's just a joke, then me being a little uncomfortable is fine. Like, if he was really being mean and it was really hurting your feelings or whatever, then... You know, then that would be a different story.
I think he doesn't hurt my feelings. The closest I got to my feelings
being... Excuse me, that was Whataburger.
Oh. The closest I got to my feelings being hurt had more to do with the fact that he was like saying, I wrote something because Larry Vader did and I was trying to like outdo him. It's like, what? It's like, what the fuck? It's like, I don't need a reason to write software. Anyway, I think I had some other stuff on the Kanban that I left over on the Kanban, maybe, didn't I? No, I didn't.
You might have.
No, you left stuff over in the Kanban.
Well, let's see, where is it? I was just going to say, I don't like cars. I mean, cars always have problems.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're so fragile. They can just break down at any point, and they always seem to break out at whatever, you know, at the most inconvenient of times.
Okay.
And I went to take Mark's vehicle to get the oil changed. Yeah. And his car has had a lot of problems, like expensive things to get fixed that have gone wrong. The turbo, which I didn't even know that was a thing. That sounds like a fake thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like... I have to turn the skating off. It's bugging me. Let's see. How did I do that? Okay. Whew. I feel free now. I hate it so bad. I just won't make any background noise. I won't type. I won't click my mouse. Won't do anything. But what was I saying?
We're talking about background noise.
No, before that, what was I saying? The oil change.
Yeah, so you went and did the oil change. Right.
And so, you know, they freak me out. I'm like, things always go wrong. And so I was sitting in the car.
Yeah.
And normally I go in the lobby, but this time I decided to sit in the car while they did the oil change. And you have to drive over that thing. You know, they have people that are in, downstairs below your car, but mm-hmm. you like drive and they have people
in the bay.
There.
Yeah.
I always wondered what that looks like down there. If there's like a whole second story of the building down there, like, do they have a break room down there? Do they have bathrooms and a kitchen and, you know,
they might
anyway. So, but I'm sitting there and she goes, okay, you can start the car now. And I start it and it goes, it was like making these coffee kind of noises and the check engine light came on and she's like, oh, turn it back off. Turn it back off. And then they start frantically checking things. Like, she's like, was it doing that before? And I'm like, no, it wasn't doing that before. And so, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and sit in the break room because I don't want to know any of this. It's kind of like if somebody had surgery, right? And if they went back to the surgical bay or whatever, and I was sitting in the waiting room, if you had heart surgery, and you went back there and I would be sitting in the waiting room, they could lose you 3 times on the table. I would never know.
No.
The doctor comes out to me and he says, Mr. Brewer's recovering. He's in, you know, the room. You'll be able to see him in an hour when he comes out of his anesthesia or whatever. I don't even need to know that you were on death. You died 3 times. Like, I don't really need to know that. The same with the car. I don't need to know that there was some impending doom. Because I was so worried about it. It freaked me out. Well, turns out she loosened some air intake.
Yeah.
Or something when she was doing something and it caused problems. So they tightened it.
So here's the thing. I love my electric car because there's just none of that. Like, I don't have air intakes. I don't have oil. I don't have any. I have an electric engine that spins the tires, you know, it spins the wheels and a huge battery. It's like, that's it. And I don't, you know, some coolant that runs through the system. It's like, I don't have any oil filters or fuel filters or, you know, anything like that. It's like, it's a much simpler vehicle. There's much less that can go wrong on an electric car because it's literally the motor either works or it doesn't. So I feel like, you know, if you guys are going to get new cars, you really should look into electric vehicles.
When I get a new car, it will be electric. But I drive things until the wheels fall off.
But so you're going to do that more with an electric car. You'll be able to go longer with that in that. Like Zach's, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. Zach's car is like 7 years old now. He's like, he's had that car for 7 years. And he's like, he's not any time soon going to get rid of it. It's still great.
What I'm saying is, yes, when I get rid of my current car, I think it will be an electric car that will replace it. But I don't know when that will be because I drive my cars for a very long time. So
I'm just saying you can get rid of them. And then that's a huge savings of everything. No fuel. Think about how much fuel you use.
Yeah.
It's like, there you go.
I use fuel. I don't know. I've never calculated exactly how much, but
I'm just saying, in my truck, I used to spend probably $70 or $80 a week on gas.
Yeah,
true. It's like it's $20 a month to our electric bill. It's like, so $20 extra a month on an electric bill takes care of my car.
Now that I'm not working, I probably, and I'm just at home all the time, I probably just spend $50 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or something, but yeah, it is an expense for sure.
I did take the car in to get its recalls done. because I had a tire recall thing and a some kind of brake recall thing or whatever. So they did that. So the car is all ready to go for our road trip to Fatty. Ready to go.
So we're going the 21st through the 23rd.
I don't know what days of the week. So we are, is the 21st a Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are, we're leaving here Friday morning. We're driving up there. It's about a 6.5-7 hour drive. So we'll leave here in the morning. We'll get up there in the early afternoon ish. And then we'll, you know, check into the hotel or whatever, and then we'll go do Friday at Fatty's and socialize, whatever. And then we have all day Saturday and Saturday evening to hang out with them. And then we drive back Sunday morning. And then perhaps we'll go to dinner with the Coppolos on Sunday night. But that's just the Fatty portion of the trip. So when you come in Wednesday night, and so Zach and I will pick you up from the airport, and then obviously you'll want dinner, but you're not in so late. It's like, because I don't think you eat dinner until later. So it's like, we'll figure out something to eat for dinner Wednesday night. The airport is not far from that new Whataburger. So if you want to go to Whataburger, we'll be over on that side of town. But we'll go eat some food till we pick you up. And then you hang out with us Wednesday night. Thursday, we'll do something. I don't have anything special planned for Thursday, but we'll just do some stuff. We might go over to Derek's house on Thursday.
We're having dinner, right?
Yeah, but that's in the evening. I'm just saying Thursday day, I don't necessarily have it. We might go over to the lake house and see what they're doing with the construction, see where they're at with the construction. And then you've never seen Derek's house. We might go over to Derek's house. And then Thursday night, we're going to go to Contemporary Hotel for dinner and fireworks. And then on Friday morning, then we drive up to Fatty's.
Why is share screen not working?
I don't know.
I mean, why is it not? Why do I not see an option to share screen? Oh, there it is.
It's right there. Alt 5. Or Alt S, Adam.
So where do we, so this is a list of hotels.
Yeah.
how do we want to narrow this down? So it's.
DoubleTree.
These are just Charleston, South Carolina, Friday the 21st through Sunday the 23rd. One room.
Working on it. One room?
Well, we need two rooms, but I'm not booking the rooms. I'm not booking both the rooms. We're just picking a hotel. I just did a search.
All right.
I'm not booking your room.
So I have Fat Villa here on the map. Now let me look and see. Tanger Outlet. Okay, so Tanger Outlets is down over here. So Larry Vader was saying that we could stay near the Tanger Outlet over there. Let me just click on hotels in this area. So there's the Fairfield Inn. There's a Crown Plaza.
Look at my map and tell me where it is.
Oh. It's right at 26. So zoom in on 26.
Where's 26?
That big Interstate 26. See the big blue?
I see 26. So, north, south?
I don't know. Zoom in. That's out. Let me see. It's between the two.
Yes.
I'm looking.
Do you see Drum Island?
Well, yeah, it's not on Drum. It's inland from Drum Island. It's okay. It's zoom in. See where 526 is there?
Yeah, over here.
Yeah, so we're at 526 crosses 26.
526 crosses 26 way up here.
Yes. Yes. There. Zoom in. There's like a clover leaf. Keep going. Yeah. See the clover leaf right there. So then right below, yeah, that area right there, that's the Tanger outlet that's close to the Fat Villa. So all of those hotels in that area, which they all just seem to be like Hyatts and Spring Hills and Home Suites and Residence Inn, Drury Extended Stay. I would like a supercharger near, let me, but it doesn't have, I mean, that's not a deal breaker. We can find a charger somewhere else, but charge station. Yeah. There's like a Volta and a Mercedes-Benz charging station right there and a Shell. Yeah. Yeah. We're close enough to superchargers that we can, the Mercedes-Benz one is a 400 kilowatt one. So that's fine. Yeah. So I would lean more towards,
well, there's a Town Place Suites.
I like
Airport Convention Center for $134 a night. There's a DoubleTree by Hilton, $126 a night.
I don't have anything with Hilton. I do have Marriott, so I'm leaning towards Town Place or
Town Place Suites. The one, this one that I'm clicked on right now.
Yeah. But let me look at this because you're going through hotels.com.
Yes.
As opposed to Marriott.
There's Spring Hill Suites by Marriott.
Yeah, I'm
it's always a little bit more expensive. It's $190 a night.
All right. Where can we take you? Well, you can take me to Charlotte, baby. Let's see. 21st. What?
It's Tanger, T-A-N-G-E-R.
Yes.
I'm talking to the chat room, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, chat room, that we're just planning our trip. We don't have anything to talk about. There were no topics on there. The only topic was one that we already talked about. So
I was going to confront. Oh, that's true. The Tanqueray outlet store. That's great. What was your thing? Town Place Suites. Town Place Suites. Let's see.
Well, there's one called Town, right at the Tanger Outlets. There's one called Town Place Suites for $134 a night.
This is
I get triple points if I book on hotels.com. I get triple points with my American Airlines. So,
well, I don't. Why don't they have so 805 Orleans Road? Is that the right one?
Let me look.
Town Place Suites.
No, it's 5001 Fashion Avenue.
Fashion Avenue. Filters. I've already forgotten what it is. Is it Town Place Suites? Town Place Suites.
Town Place. T-O-W-N-E.
Got it. I found place. It. Found it. Found it. Thank you.
5001 Fashion Avenue.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing the fucking address. It's Town Place Suites by Marriott, Charleston, West Ashley.
Well, this one doesn't say by Marriott in the title, although the picture they have says Town Place Suites Marriott.
I found it. I have found it, Adam. I have located it. A Studio One King is $127 per night.
Yes.
Let me sign in as my Bonvoy member. Yes, you can text me a code. Jesus Christ. Why does everybody need to
text? So is this the one we're doing?
I'm just looking. I just want to see what it costs. It's the closest to the Mercedes supercharger. So 635. Now verify. Okay. So, yeah, a Studio Kings.
They have a top-rated breakfast.
Let's see. It is 324 square feet, living in a sitting area. There's a sofa and a bed. It's got a safe. Does it have a refrigerator? Yep, it has a refrigerator and a stovetop and a microwave. dishwasher. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Do you want to stay at the town place suites?
Sure, works works for me.
What do the reviews say?
I'm signing in. One moment. It's 3 stars. Where would reviews be? Let's see. Oh, 8.8 out of 10.
I'm just pretending I'm sitting in the waiting area of my local Liberty Travel in 1991.
So August 7th, I really enjoyed my stay here. The staff was really nice and friendly. The hotel room was clean and smell really good.
Smell really good. Oh my God.
July 4th, this was our first time staying at the Town Place Suites, but it was an amazing experience. The staff was the highlight of our stay. The staff was very engaging with lots of fun joke around
Okay, I have now booked, well, I haven't hit book yet, but I have now put myself down for a studio king sofa room for Friday, August 21st through Sunday, August 23rd. $293.92.
Oh, I have $130 in one key cash.
I can add trip protection. I'm going to book it now, Adam. I'm going to book it. This is one thing that's now done. The payment method you entered is not accepted at this property. Okay. Then I'll put in another payment method. Well, it doesn't. I know it's expired, but I can update it, can't I? Good God. This is how long it's been since I've stayed in a hotel. It's like my credit card has expired and I have to give a new expiration date. 0230. Oh, that's your problem? The American Express is. Okay, I get it now. So where's my Amex? There's my.
It's Friday, August 21st through Sunday, August 23rd, correct?
05. Yes, that sounds correct. What you just said, and I kind of heard out of the corner of my ear, it sounded like you said Friday the 21st through Sunday the 23rd.
That is what I said.
Okay, great. That is what I, there you go. I'm done. I've booked it.
I've also Town Place Suites, Charleston Airport Convention Center.
Yes.
In North Charleston.
Correct. Up, Chuck.
The 21st through the 23rd.
Yep.
I am also booked.
Excellent. Let's see. I think, yeah. And we'll see. We'll see if Larry Vader is available or not.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see his new software. Where do I have my thing? Where's the QCast at? There it is. Oh, I didn't put anything on there. I didn't really do much this week. I did do a thing where I asked Sebastian what he would need to know to help me redesign my office. And he's basically, oh, I just need a bunch of measurements here and take some pictures and stuff. So I did all that stuff, took measurements and did pictures and stuff. And so he helped me plan out what I'm doing. So phase one just arrived today, which is replacing the little closet over here with some wire shelves. And then I bought a bunch of little tubs to sort cables and stuff into. So the stuff that's in the other closet and in these things back here, I'll get moved in there. And then that keyboard is going to go over there. And then we're going to paint that wall. The accent wall there will be painted and I'll put my Pluto artwork up there. And then I'm going to declutter that area there. And the printer's going away. It's just going to go to another room. And that'll be my... That'll be my back.
So did it give you actual images of what it would look like after?
I know. I hesitate to say images because images implies, you know, like 3D you know, oh, I've made this sketch for you of your, of what your thing should look like. One moment, please. Let me figure out where it put it. Oh, you know what? I can get it from SNS. Hold on. That's the Sebastian notification system. These are all the things that he sent to me. So I really do ask him to do a lot of shit, don't I? Well, it should be there. All right. I'll just ask him. Didn't you make a picture of the new office layout that we worked on? I have, Sebastian is connected to Hindsight, so he should be able to pull that off. Yes. Home Daniel Pictures. Okay, so that's where it's at. Let me go over there. Daniel Pictures office. Nice. Proposed office floor plan. Is this it? Okay, cool. Here, I will share this with you. This is, oh, I cannot share it with you, Adam. So sorry. I cannot share it with you.
You can now.
So he made a,
oh, you can now.
Oh, I'm working on it. He made a little thing like that, right, with the measurements of like where he wants me to put the keyboard here and then the side desk over here, but I've decided that I just don't want, I want to keep the side desk here and I'll just not worry about the keyboard. I could put the keyboard here, but also I like the Calyx units being centered. I don't like them being shoved and off-centered.
I see.
So yeah, so that's my
So that's what he gave you, a floor plan.
Yeah.
So are you, did you order a new desk?
No, this is the current desk I have.
Okay.
This is desk.
Are those all IKEA?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything there's IKEA. And then all the stuff over here in the closet is where all the storage stuff will go. So those are gonna go into wire racks and stuff, which are not IKEA. But yeah. So, yeah.
I'm good.
He's been, you know, it's my buddy. My buddy Sebastian helps me a lot. I did this thing, you know, I've been working on this radio thing. And what's happening is I keep running into problems with online streaming services, right? So you can't access the sound stream of the song that's playing. So you can't do things like detect when something is fading out or whatever, because that means that because then you could record their music, and you know, so you're not allowed to do that with their APIs and their, you know, their SDKs and stuff.
Why would you want to do that? I'm confused. What are you trying to do?
What I'm trying to do is I want to build a virtual radio station, and that means that the songs mix.
Okay.
So as one song is fading out, if that song fades out, then I want the next song to start during the fade out, right? Like, and then accelerate the fade out. So you crossfade,
okay,
right?
Okay. So you want to crossfade, sure.
But if a song ends cold, then I don't want to override it. I want to let it end cold and then pick up immediately after it, you know, with the next song right after the cold. So just things that you would need to analyze the tracks, right? It's trivial to just go in and look at the first 10 seconds of the song and, you know, the last 30 seconds and figure that out, and then build a database of those kind of things. But you're not allowed to do it on YouTube Music or Apple Music or any of those, like, because you don't, and also technically you're not allowed to have two players on the same page, because you can't play two pieces of music at the same time. That's a violation of their terms of service. So, even though I wrote this thing that will let me have two YouTube Music players and they kind of overlap, I just, with a generic 10 second thing, it's violating their terms of service. So I would never be able to publish that as a real app or anything, because it violates the thing. So I'm left with very few options. Also, there's other kind of weird restrictions to the YouTube SDK. Like it has to be in the foreground. Like it can't be in the background at all. So you can't switch away from that tab or else the music will stop, right? So it's like that tab has to be in focus. Not in focus, but it has to be the top stuff. So you essentially have to drag it off onto its own window and shove it over in the corner and keep it visible, right, for it to work. It's a whole bunch of kludgy stuff. So then what I did was I got really mad at it and really annoyed with it. And so I was like, wait a second, I have like all kinds of mixers and stuff here. So I just over on my laptop, I just started playing my YouTube playlists, my YouTube music playlists, and recording them on my little Zoom P4.
Okay.
And then I import that WAV file into Audacity, and there's a analyze thing there that will split out the tracks based off of the silence between the songs. So then it splits it into 50 different songs, right, from that playlist as WAV files.
Okay.
And then I tell Sebastian I based it off of this playlist, and this is the first song on it. So just match up all the durations of the songs. Go look up all of the MP3 tagging stuff that you need to do, you know, the artwork, the album, and everything like that. And then compress it down to... I'm using Floss. I'm using OSS. It's an open source. So I'm using the Lib Opus stuff because it's the best compression. So it's like, just compress it down to this and title it with the title, you know, the artist and the title and everything like that. So now, essentially, now I have local music files and I can do whatever the fuck I want. So it's like, fuck you. You're going to make me do this. You people are going to drive me to do this just because I want to have music mixed.
And you're doing all this because you want to create a radio station for yourself?
Yeah, this is just me. Totally me. This is totally just when I'm doing other things and I want music in the background. I like it to feel like the old school, like I'm listening to a radio, like I'm a kid listening to a radio station. I want the stingers. I want the...
So do you want to put a podcast occasionally so you have a talk show as well?
No, because I don't often listen to music. This is just when I'm listening to music. So this is just when I'm doing stuff and I'm listening to, I'm in the mood to listen to music. Normally I listen to podcasts. I already have stuff for that. I just want the, and I want to, I've been playing around with the Hugging Face models, because what I want to do is I kind of want it to come up with, interstitials and stuff and have it just make DJs that tell kind of like generic stuff as if that station were trapped in time, as if that were a station from the 80s, right? You know, and it would talk about things that happened and it would tell you the weather report from that day in the 80s instead of today, right? It was like,
right.
So it's like, one of those kind of things. I don't know. It's just one of those weird kind of things. It's like, I like radio. So I like feeling like that I'm listening to, you know, a little radio station or whatever. I just think it'd be cool.
Do you think when we're there at Big Fatty's, that he'd let me just sit in the special chair?
I mean, I'm sure he'll let you.
I don't mean with my clothes off.
I'm sure he'll let you sit in the naked.
With my clothes on.
I mean, yeah, if it's set up, sure. I'm sure he'll let you.
Just, yeah.
It's just a toilet seat suspended by springs.
I just want to say I've sat in the special chair.
In special chaya?
Yeah.
Chaya?
Although I've never really wanted to sit in it.
Yeah.
If I was using the special chair, I would be under it.
Kathy Marshall says you can make it into a postcard.
Yeah, exactly.
Merry Christmas from Big Fatties.
So do you think he's going to like his
present? Yeah, I'm sure he will.
There's a whole case.
It's identical to the one that you 3D printed for me.
Yeah.
Except my coasters are slate, not white.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You could do that. Just greetings from the Fat Villa. Just you sitting on the special chaya.
Exactly.
Greetings from the Fat Villa. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, folks, I have to go. We don't have any more topics on the board.
We don't. I was really planning on, talking to Batanz.
And I have, I have to get up early to go to the airport, the aeropuerto, which as we know, is Mexican.
For Aeropuerto.
For Aeropuerto.
All right, Adam. Good night, chat room. Kathy Marshall, Lamont Cranston. We appreciate you being here. And we hope you
know,
there's all,
by the way, you know, there's also a new pride48.com homepage.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, there is.
Let me go over there. Let's see. Pride48.com. Yeah. This site cannot be reached.
No.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding, but I don't know why you're getting that.
Okay. Now it took a second to reload or to redirect or something. Hear what is still making noise. Meet the active shows broadcasting, recording, and keeping the Pride 48 community in your feed. Yeah? Yeah?
Some of these are not. I've got to go back through the list and mark which ones are archive the ones that are not current anymore. Because I did that manually, so I've got to do it again. But anyway, it's just the front page.
Nice.
The show page is still the old show page.
Nice.
But I thought I'll just freshen up the front page.
Oh, we're not online. We're not on pride48.com.
We're not. No, we are. We are.
It says station.
It always says station. I know. It always says that. I don't know why. I've got to fix that. Now that I have ChatGPT that can fix anything, I'll probably just be like, "Hey, can you fix this?" But
well, happy birthday! I didn't say it on the show, but there is a box sitting over here which has stuff for your birthday that I don't have to ship to you when you decided that you were coming down here. I don't have to ship it to you. So perhaps
either you were going to be coming here or I was going to be going there. So
it's true. Either way, I was either going to bring it with me, or I will. I will tell you, no, I'm not even going to give you a hint. I'm not even going to give you a hint what it is. You may love it and you may hate it. I don't know. I don't care. But when I saw it, I'm just like, oh yeah, I got to get that. So
well, yeah, I can tell you one thing. If you're looking at my face, you'll know.
Okay.
Because my face does not lie.
All right. I'll be sure to video it. All right. Good night, chat room. Good night, chat room. Hanging up now. Good night.